Pirate Davy Jones.
Pirate Nick.
Pirate Tim.
Tonight we had the opportunity to interview Josh Kimball with Dogwood at Ground Zero in El Cajon, California. Do or die, you die for me. Josh, tell me a little bit about yourself and your band.
Okay. We've been here in San Diego since about 1994, and I've been singing ever since in the band. And now I just live, you know, pretty close to here. Got a wife and kids who I met during the duration of the band.
Excellent.
Yeah, and we've had some, you know, had some member changes, but we always stayed true to our roots, and we're still here in San Diego.
Yeah, you want to tell us a little bit about your roots in San Diego?
Yeah, we all pretty much grew up here for the most part. My cousin is the drummer, and our other good friends are bass player and guitar player, and we just always loved the music and loved playing together, music and not music. We just like being together, so we just decided to do it.
Right.
What's the origins of the name Dogwood?
Dogwood, it's a myth actually, that it's a dogwood flower. And the shape is like a cross, but there's a crown of thorns in the middle, so they kind of made up this like Christian myth that it was the wood that Jesus' cross was made out of. So we just kind of thought that was a cool story and took it as our own, appropriated it.
So rock music is full of opinions, punk rock music in particular, right? So do you see that there's a place for spirituality in music these days?
Oh, definitely. I mean, good or bad spirituality. I've been to a lot of concerts where you can just feel different vibes, you know, sometimes good, sometimes bad. But as music has definitely come from some sort of spiritual background, regardless of what you believe in. I feel just watching different documentaries from around the world, or going to any, you know, the World Beat Center at Belleville Park, you can feel different vibes from different kinds of music.
So would you say that there's any code that you would live by, something you could share with your listeners?
Yeah, as far as a creed or, you know, a motto, I personally believe, you know, I follow the beliefs, the teachings and the practices of Jesus. I'm not necessarily affiliated with Christianity itself because of what it's, you know, become or what the world has made it, but I do like the way Jesus lived his life, and I wish to follow that example.
Very good. So if today I went to your house, what album would I find in your stereo?
I just got the new Roots and the new Outkast.
All right. Good. Tell me what your favorite film is.
Tombstone.
All right. And I understand you barbecue, so what's one of your favorite barbecue items?
I really like to do... I really like barbecuing Mexican food.
Right.
That's my heritage. And then I also like to do... any kind of vegetables, because we have a lot of vegetarian friends, so I'm trying to, you know, accommodate them with non-meat food.
Right. It's more and more vegetarians these days.
Exactly. Right? I try to make it good, though, so it's not just bland, you know. But I like to experiment or whatever.
Want to tell me a little bit about what you're planning to do on your video shoot this weekend? I think it's this weekend in Victorville, is that correct?
Victorville, yes. Yeah. Somebody contacted us and said, hey, we do videos, would you guys want to do it? We said, yeah, sure, we can do that. We've done a couple of videos in the past where there have been kind of storylines that the director came up with. He wrote a story based on our music, so, but this one's kind of be more live, mainly live footage, and then we'll see if it develops into a storyline video. It should just be a lot of crowd shots and, you know, maybe a couple of takes of one song.
I got some fan questions. We went online and got some questions.
Okay, great.
They want to know about the new label, Roadside Records. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. That's something that our bass player, Rob, and I, we kind of thought of it while we were on tour. We get tons of, when we play shows, people are always giving us their demos or... You know, sending me demos in the mail, like their CD or their tape, or just even online now. They're like, check this out. So we just decided maybe it's something that we can, you know, put together, or, you know, put out what we like and discard what we don't like, type of thing, you know. So because really, there's, you know, every time we play a show at a different city, somebody's going to give you their music, you know, the bands you play with. So we just decided maybe we could do something with it.
Do you guys have a new album coming out? Is that going to be on Roadside?
Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, we're working on it just kind of slowly but surely, because since we're not on a, you know, somebody else's label, we don't really have an agenda as far as, putting it out. So we just kind of taking our time on this one, because we've already done the whole rushing thing, you know, making it, putting it out on time and stuff like that. So now we're taking our time. And also, our drummer is in the Fire Academy, so it's kind of out of, we can't really do much right now without him. So makes it hard.
And has there been talk in the past about a Dogwood DVD?
Well, it was going to be more of a homemade thing, I think, with all of our footage. We have tons and tons of footage, live footage, and our videos put together. If somebody came to us and said they wanted to do it for us, we could just give them all the footage and they could kind of set something up. We always talk about doing something like that. Tales from the Wood.
Cool. So you mentioned about the label. What happened with you guys in Tooth & Nail Records? You guys were on Tooth & Nail for a while.
Oh, yeah. We basically did... We fulfilled our contract. Okay. You know, we got signed with one album deal with option for three. Yeah. And we did it. And we told them when we signed, we said, we're going to be, you know, we're true to our word and we're going to finish the contract no matter what. And we did it. And we also did compilations and a best of with them. So it was like a couple of bonus records. And it was, you know, it was great. No bad blood, you know.
Okay, good, good, good. So who's responsible for most of your songwriting? Is it you or is it
I
together?
Do most of the lyric writing. Lyric and then writing. The music is at the musicians. You know, the other, you know, Danny, the guitarist, does a lot of it. And the, you know, drummer and bass give their input while we're practicing, but he pretty much comes up with an idea, and then sometimes I come up with a musical melody idea, but he kind of, you know, he orchestrates it all. I just have like ideas.
Yeah. But you've had a lot of guys come through the band, it sounds like. You even mentioned that in the show.
Yeah,
you've had I think you and just the drummer are the original, same original.
Yeah,
people,
exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've had a lot of people come through.
Kind of doing other bands or going back to school or, you know, just kind of.
How do you think
quitting music altogether?
How do you think that's changed the melody or the influences? Do you think it's changed Dogwood?
In a way, yeah.
Through?
Yeah, bringing in new talent or, you know, kind of, you know, losing some of the original sound but gaining a new sound, and which is, but also kind of trying to stick to the old stuff, kind of brings us to a balance.
Yeah.
In between of what we want to be.
Would you guys consider yourself like a new school punk or old school punk, or would you even put a label on yourself? I mean, there's so many. I mean, that's it's kind of loaded.
Well, now
question, right?
Now punk is what's punk now. Yeah. You know, so many different things that, you know, you can buy punk at Target.
Yeah.
But I was just seeing it, that's why. No, I would say when we started, we were in a certain classification of, you know, we wanted to start because I had like all these, I was into snowboarding and all these snowboarding videos and all this music, all the punk music was on there, like the old school punk plus the newer bands that were starting to do punk on like Fat Records and stuff. So like, I'm like, I want to do that kind of music just to be on these videos. So we started the band because of that.
That's cool. So
at the time I didn't really have a name, you know, when we started, I didn't have a name for the music. I just wanted to do that style, and we ended up playing with all those bands. So I guess it became like new school punk. Or with an old school influence and some regular rock and roll licks.
Yeah, you figure people will label you anyway, regardless of
what
category you place.
I get
yourself
fag a lot, or you know, stupid Christian, or punk rock is stupid, or you know. But I mean, like, we play a lot with hardcore bands,
right.
Non-punk bands, like punk, straight up punk bands. I mean, we just kind of, it's just kind of, I guess since we never really totally classified ourselves as hey, we're punk, because none of us ever, like, you know, did makeup or too many piercings or too extreme haircuts, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
we did some stuff like that, but it was never that lifestyle.
Right.
It was always, like, living just kind of our regular lives, like, dressing, you know, just like we can go anywhere. Like, we didn't really look like a band,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, we didn't have the image of that. So we kind of just looked like, you know, we're from San Diego. We wear colorful shirts. So we didn't really, you know, do the whole band thing.
Then you understand it's more of a mindset than, you know, an appearance, right?
Exactly.
I mean, many times we could just focus on appearances alone, but I think that mindset is just something really important.
It depends on other people's perception or judgment, like even as far as what we believe. People are like, oh, you believe that? You know, it's just that you can't tell how people are by, you know, if people saw me, they wouldn't know that I was in a punk band because, well, I run a coffee shop, you know. they go, you're in a band, you know. You're in a band? Oh, you're in a punk band?
Oh, wow.
You know?
So you mentioned, you run a coffee shop. So that's something you do. Is that something you do outside?
That's my full-time job.
Full-time job.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm trying to get some of those going on around town. Bringing bands to those, too. I'm trying to give people chances to play, you know.
Yeah. You guys said you're taking your time on doing a new album, but you guys... come up with drummed up a name yet, or for a new album?
No, because right now we're just recording song by song.
Okay.
So we haven't really thought of a theme. It's not so cohesive right now because we've been doing a lot of songs for compilations, and so we'll probably take half of those and then just write a bunch of more new ones and then just pick and choose from that. And depending on the feel of everything, then we'll probably come up with a title. You know, we've always had like a list of titles that we want to use for different things, so we just kind of put them in there if they don't really fit with the lyrics, but we just like that title, I'll use that. You know?
Are you guys considering a tour or something like that after releasing?
We're this is kind of a mini tour right now. This is a week with this band, Looking Forward, a week with them, and then we're setting up some like mini like week long tours, Canada, Brazil, England, stuff like that. So nothing like, but we're not doing like a cross country kind of van driving tour. We're flying to those places, going there, coming back. So, you know, because we're all married and can't leave that long. But
absolutely.
But yeah, so I don't see an end really to the rock. You
okay,
know?
That's cool. That was probably one of my last questions. Okay. Where do you see yourself going from here? Where does Dogwood go?
I kind of like where we're at. Like yeah. No, like I said, no label agenda. Just kind of we can still bring people to the shows and, you know, have a lot of fun playing. And as long as people still want us to play, then that's what we're gonna keep doing. You know.
I'll have you make a choice right now okay. on this podcast. Tony Iommi or Tony Orlando?
Huh. Well, I definitely... Tony Orlando had some really good stuff, you know? I would say I grew up listening to that for my mom and stuff. And,
yes.
And I do like, you know, I definitely can't deny the Sabbath, though. I guess if I had to make a choice, I would probably go with Sabbath more because I'm more of an aggressive person. But but sometimes you can't deny your roots, you know.
It's an aggressive Christian.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. That's fine. I listen to everything, so.
Yeah.
You
know. Do you find that most of your fans listen to everything? I mean, do you ever worry that people are going to go? Oh, it's
I think it depends
fun.
On where we're playing.
Yeah.
Like if we're playing like, you know, the regular venue that's not affiliated with a church or anything, then we'll have more, you know, people that are you know. Less inclined to believe what we believe, I could say.
Yeah.
But then if we're playing at a church-run place or at a church, then there's only a select few people who veer from the practices of their church, you know what I mean? The rebels, if
right.
you will.
Right.
So what would be your favorite type of venue to play at in this game? I mean,
my favorite type is just no rules, good sound. Any belief system, as long as it's no rules and good sound.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, a trademark for us is to ask our musicians to do their best pirate impression. And if you could do your best pirate arg for us, that would be great.
Okay. Jar, these pornographic magazines will keep my men from being homosexual while at sea for about 5 minutes. Jar.
Right on.
Excellent. There you have it. It's another Pirate Pods podcast. This is Pirate Davey Jones with my main man, Pirate Nick.
Hey.
And a... guest pirate, Tim.
Yeah.